to Too Much Rock Podcast number 240. I'm your host, Sid Satter. We started things off this week with a track by Kate Nash. That song is called 3 AM, and that's on her new album, Girl Talk, which came out on March 5th on Have Tin P Records. Kate Nash is based out of the UK. She's an artist of the internet age. I believe she was discovered on MySpace. I think this is probably her third album, and she's still trying to figure out exactly who she is as she gets older. That album contains from straight-up punk rock to the delightful pop that we heard there. I love that track, and there's a few others just like it on the album that kind of remind me of Hello Safe Ride or Sackert, and that's a very, very good thing. Listen to that album online. You're going to find a lot of different things, and some of them you're really going to like. I'm sure of that one. I got lots of music coming up this week, and some of it's very different from the rest, so you're going to have to bear with me on this one, and we have to wonder, do good songs make a good podcast, or does it take more than that? Coming up next here, I have a track from Kansas City's Soft Reads. This song is called Funky Friends Breathe, okay?
Nobody here. sleep, pulling teeth to fight the morning's arms, a cold and hard embrace, self-teen. 17 and I will love you till the both of us are raised.
A lot to digest in that last set, wasn't there? We ended things off there with Cowboy Indian Bear. That song is called 17, and that's on the band's forthcoming album, Live Old, Die Young. That'll be out on April 23rd on The Record Machine. Band out of Lawrence, Kansas, that's just destroying the area, packing fans in and getting such rave reviews. I've never been that big of a fan of the band, though I really enjoy their live show, and the people in the band are really good people. But that album just sounds great. Everything about it is just polished and perfect and wonderful. It's been a long time coming, and I know that people are going to be very happy with that album. Before that, we heard from Wild Bell. That song is called Keep You, and that's on the band's album Isles, which is due March 12th on Columbia Records, a band out of Chicago, Illinois, even though you would have sworn they were from some seedy part of London. That is an album that is very, very intriguing. Lots of different sounds there put together in interesting ways, and I call that one a bold adventure pick. I think you should take a listen to that one on Spotify or wherever you can find it online. You might find something in there you really like. I know that that song there hit me immediately, and every time I hear it, it just grows on me even more and more. And we started things off with the funky Soft Reeds. That song is called Funky Friends Breathe Okay. And that's on the band's new album, Blank City, also out on Record Machine on April 23rd. Band out of Kansas City, Missouri, who I just adore. Equal parts Talking Heads and Gang of Four, and you really can't go wrong with a combination like that. So much fun to see live. They played last weekend, and I missed them, but hopefully you caught their show. And as we speak now, well, as I speak, they're on the way down to South by Southwest, where they'll wow audiences. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. Hopefully I make good choices, get good music, and make a great podcast, keeping you coming back week after week. Let's see. We're about to shift gears here. I'm warning you, it's a little metal, but listen to it. Really. Coming up here first is a track by Lordi with the song Horrification. Lordi, a Finnish band who most people kind of learned about them when they won the Eurovision Song Contest, the only band from Finland to do so. And they are very much in the tradition of Kiss and Guar and lots of costumes, lots of big, big macho songs with giant choruses. And you really can't go wrong with this one. It's Horrification from Lordi.
It's all
you made it through that set, huh? You must be my kind of people. We ended things off there with Vreed with the song The Reap. That is from the album Welcome Farewell. That was released March 5th on Indie Recordings. Band out of Sognal in Norway, way up in the fjords. The band calls themselves Black and Roll, just another post-black metal band looking to find their niche today. And I really enjoy what they've done. A lot of melody there, a lot of great rhythm, without sacrificing any of the power, and certainly so much better than the production of that early black metal records. But you can decide if you like that one or not, but I think there's some good stuff happening there. Before that, we heard from Lordi with the song Horrification. That's on the band's album To Beast or Not To Beast, which will be out March 19th on Sony Records. It's a set of band out of Finland there who've been around for a long time. The new album has a very traditional producer and a very traditional rock sound that doesn't do a whole lot for me. A lot of members have shifted as well, but that song there, Horrification, harkens back to the band's glory days, in my opinion, and I really like that one. Well, I see I'm about out of time, so let's get the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 240. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, on the 18th, Darwin Dees is playing at the Record Bar, or down the street at Liberty Hall is Morrissey with his rescheduled show. The 22nd, Appropriate Grammar is playing at the Brick with Rev Gusto and KC Revival, who are making their debut that night. Pinback playing the 22nd as well at the Riot Room. Looking at the 4th, you've got Sigaros at Starlight, Peach Kelly Pop at the Replay, Acid Baby Jesus at Davies Uptown, or Middle of the Map Fest festivities beginning that day, though nothing announced quite yet. On the 8th is that Bad Religion, the Bronx show at the Granada. The 12th, Dead Girls are playing at Czar Bar, or the Revival Tour with Rocky Vortolato and so many other people at the Granada that night. And then looking a little bit further, on the 19th, 4th of July, are playing at the Brick, celebrating their CD release. So lots of things coming up. But let's wrap things up here, though. I'm going to track by a band called Bent Cousin. The song I'm going to play is called Bent Paperboy, and it's on the band's new EP, Everybody's Got One, which came out back in February on Team Love Records. The band is a duo of siblings, twins actually, in London, Amelia and Pat Innitt, and this is just a nice, quiet, tumbling, wonderful thing. Kind of reminds you of the first Kings of Convenience album. So we're going to soothe things out after that Black and Roll, right, with something that's a little indie folk here. This is Bent Cousin. Enjoy it. We'll talk again next week.
She took me by the shoulder. She liked my once-beat bike. I've never met a Catholic that I didn't like. She came from Scunthorpe, answer to Siobhan. She was kinda slutty, it kinda turned me on. She'd been an altar girl, I'd been an altar boy. She'd grown up with Ramones, I grew up with McFly. I like the cut of her jib, I like the cut of her hair, I like the cut of her soul, I like the cut of her underwear. She only had one hobby, that was origami. She made boys out of paper, bent paper boy. In the aisle at 3:30, then back for Zappa revelry. How the neighbours must have wished we'd died. British Queen, the game, win or lose was much the same. With Yaz, we'd say the only way was up. Trafalgar Square in 88, watch the people celebrate. We turned around and headed for the pub. We turned around and went back to the pub.